We were back at the house, and Uncle Jeff parked the car. I followed him into the house. "I'm pretty tired," he said. "Let's start up again in the morning." I agreed. I was pretty tired, too. Uncle Jeff stopped on his way down the hall to his bedroom and turned to me. "Derek, you know, when I saw that there was trouble, I should have told you to leave. I wasn't thinking. The last thing I wanted was for you to see that corpse, especially a dead body in such a terrible condition. Are you okay?" "Yeah, sure. It was pretty nasty, but I'm fine, honestly." "I really hope so," he said. Suddenly, he made a face. "I hope your aunt doesn't find out about this." "Yeah, me too," I said. I went to my room and got ready for bed. I kept thinking about the case. I couldn't sleep. Finally, just when I started to nod off, I remembered something important. I had forgotten my date with Jennifer. Even if I had remembered, I couldn't have gone to meet her at 8:30. But now she'll think I stood her up and just left her there waiting for me. And the worst part was I didn't have any way to get in touch with her to explain. No phone number, no email address. I didn't even know her last name. Would I ever see her again?